Our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, you might entitle something like, Something You Will Never Hear Said for Real in the World. For instance, you will most probably never hear this in your job, your boss coming to you and saying, I think you're working too hard, you're being way too productive, go home. And I doubt if you will ever hear a parent say to their child, stop being nice to your siblings, or stop putting your toys away when you're finished with them. And certainly you will never hear your parish priest say something like, we have enough money now, you can stop giving. That always gets the biggest laugh. Or, you don't have to come to Mass next Sunday. You'll be okay. And I pray to God that you'll never hear a bishop, a priest, or anybody who is a leader in our church say to you, as the Sanhedrin say to the disciples today, stop talking about Jesus. Go home, be quiet, and stop causing problems. Stop talking about Jesus. Because, of course, that is our call as followers of Jesus, is to talk about him, to share him, to offer him to others. The question becomes, do we do that? Because what happens when we stop talking about Jesus? Well, we stop talking about mercy. We stop talking about forgiveness and reconciliation. We stop talking about unity, about peace, about joy, about love. And we actually just stop talking about life in every sense of the word. As St. John Paul II reminded us, we begin to enter into the culture of death when we leave Jesus behind, when we stop talking about him. And we all know very well that there's lots of people who want to say to us, go home, be quiet, stop talking about Jesus. We may be able to call it brother or sister, a son or daughter, a mother or father, and hear those words. Keep Jesus to yourself. When you come to my house, don't go near that. And the question then becomes, what do we do next? Well, of course, the church reminds us that talking about Jesus isn't saying, hey, I got to talk about Jesus to you today. I got to talk about Jesus. Do you want to hear more about Jesus today? That's not what the church asks, of course. That our word of Jesus is who we are. That others can see Jesus in us. But ultimately, yes, we must be able to share our testimony. To share our witness who Jesus is in our life and why Jesus is so important to the life of the world. It's just not because it makes me feel good. To be honest, Jesus makes me feel awful sometimes when I don't do the right thing, when I fail, when I stumble and fall. But then I come back into that recognition that Jesus calls me to be with him again. Peter, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you, even though I denied you 3 times, even though I ran away, even though I told you, don't talk about your death, even though I told you all those things. Jesus reminds him once more, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my sheep, follow me, no matter where it takes you. Because Jesus is very clear, if you follow him, you're going to be persecuted. He says that several times. If you follow him, you're going to be defamed, you're going to be yelled at, you're going to be all sorts of things. And you may even have to give your life. But as Jesus reminds us, as gospel reminds us, is my life on earth more important than life with God? No one wants to think about it. I certainly don't like praying about it too much. And yet, we recognize that ultimately, I would rather be in eternal life wearing the crown of glory than the crown of the world today. So in a world that tells us, go home, shut up, be quiet, don't bother us, our faith tells us to go out, to share the good news, yes, to bother others, because the comfortableness of the world tells us we're okay, we're just getting by. The discipleship of Jesus Christ says, I don't want you to just get by. I want you to live in glory. I want you to live in joy. I want you to live in peace. I want you to live in blessing. That is a call that Jesus gives to each and every one of us today. To come and follow me. Come and be with me. Come and proclaim me. Come and live within me. That is the invitation. That is our Easter invitation. Where we recognize the love of God, the blessing of God, the greatness of God in each and everything that we do. So as we come forward today to receive him in his body, blood, soul, and divinity, to come and break bread together as a community, we recognize our need to go out. To go out and share the good news. Share the blessing of God with one another. Share the blessing of God with those who say to us, go away, I'm tired of hearing about Jesus. Going into our homes, going to our families, recognizing the need, proclaim Jesus alive, Jesus resurrected, Jesus within the community. And in doing so, we truly follow him. So let us follow him and proclaim him and live within him each and every day of our lives.